just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin on the final stretch of the campaign trail, 8 days out, and Kamala Harris is laying out her vision of her first 100 days in office. The vice president tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
It's going to be lowering costs and a package of legislation that is about lowering costs, again, on the issue of housing, small businesses, child tax credit, basically putting more money in the hands of American working people, but also cutting middle class taxes.
Former President Donald Trump, not impressed. He told a packed crowd at New York's Madison Square Garden.
She's unfit for office. Everyone knows it. No one respects her. No one trusts her. No one takes her seriously. Everyone knows she is a very low IQ individual.
Mr. Trump got an introduction from comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who raised more than a few eyebrows with this remark.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Mr. Trump's campaign says the jokes weren't reviewed beforehand and do not reflect the former president's views. We're just getting word of a, quote, interagency operation at New York City's Metropolitan Detention Center. That's the Brooklyn jail where rapper Sean Combs is being held as he awaits trial on sex trafficking, sexual assault, kidnapping, and other charges. No specifics, but officials say today's operation is designed to maintain a safe environment for everyone there. More bad news for Earth.
Greenhouse gases hit record highs in 2023. The World Meteorological Organization says levels of the three main greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide, all increased, with carbon dioxide accumulating in the atmosphere faster than ever, up more than 10% in two decades. This alarming trend, driven by fossil fuel emissions, locks in future temperature increases and puts the Paris Agreement goals at risk. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
If you use an iPhone or an iPad, you may be eligible for an upgrade starting today. CNET editor-at-large Bridget Carey says it's all about getting devices ready for AI.
They are working with having ChatGPT, like, on a put into the phone, but that's later. Being able to make your own images later. So Apple's really taking this approach of going, let's make baby steps. Let's do it right.
A French movie star, a no-show for the start of his sexual assault trial.
C'est tout.
His lawyer says Gerard Depardieu's doctors wouldn't allow it because of his health. It's gone on without him. The 75-year-old actor is accused of sexually assaulting two women on the set of his 2021 movie, The Green Shutters. S&P futures up 30. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkway surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Racine's council president is hanging it up. In an email sent over the weekend, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy says he'll not run for re-election in April. He says he's letting everyone know now so that potential candidates can start to take action. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver. There's no parking and riding at another Milwaukee County lot. The state DOT says they're closing the College Avenue park and ride lot as they try and deal with escalating safety issues and illegal camping. The decision follows a 42% increase in emergency calls to the park and ride lots compared to last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sure, it's election season.
But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half after Jordan Love left with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy 79. We will cool down with scattered rain possible again by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you dream believer and a home
beautiful, sweet song from the Monkees. I really love that one. But who cares what I like or dislike? Because I'm Cindy Huber, right here with WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and the Beatles. Get back!
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged. Get back, JoJo.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Thing he's found.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Hope you're having a great day. I know it's a Monday. Ugh. I mean, you can feel it in your fingers. You feel it in your bones. Yeah, today is Monday. Or so the story goes. Well, you know, the cure for the Mondays is hearing a couple of your favorite tunes. Sometime before 10 o'clock, give me a call here at 262-634-WRJN. Give me a couple songs you want to hear, okay? And we'll do that for you. Can make that happen on a Monday, because why should Monday be a Monday? You know what I mean? And by the way, hold on to that phone number, because when you hear Tony Orlando and Dawn, and you're going to hear them between 10 and 11 this morning, well, you be my fifth caller, and you'll win an album from Tony Orlando and Dawn, because Thelma Hopkins, one of the backup singers, has a birthday today.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's the Isley Brothers on WRJN with local news and timeless hits. Tell a friend about WRJN. Here's the Turtles.
Gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. 97 years WRJN has been on the air with local news and now timeless hits too. And for 50 some of those years, Paul Harvey with news. Stand by for news. Although now we don't have the news part of it, but we do have and the rest of the story. And we have that coming up once again at 12:05 right here on WRJN. And you know what else plays the rest of the story? My buddy, the very talented, the very good looking Don Rosen. He plays Paul Harvey at 7:25 Monday through Friday right here on WRJN. And as we join Stuart J. Waddles with local news.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkways surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Early voting continues. There's more about how to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver that sent the vehicle off the road. Despite the severity of that Spring Street crash, no injuries were reported. The male passenger now faces charges of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct. Number four is trying to help Trump. Lisa Hale has more.
Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent Kamala Harris virtually tied.
Kids asking for candy will continue this week. A number of local communities did trick-or-treating yesterday, with more scheduled for Halloween Day. You might see ghouls and goblins at Gateway Wednesday. They're hosting a trunk-or-treat event in the parking lot of their Kenosha campus Wednesday evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered showers, maybe a thundershower tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy 79. We will cool down with scattered rain possible again by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Floor. Summer breeze makes me come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there. A care in the world. See the smile of Wayne in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
And we've listened. Oh, yeah, we did. Local news. Timeless Hits are back in WRJN and brought back all the good songs, too. Like this one from Bobby Fuller. Four. Yeah. We'll be right back. But it's all right. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. We're going to be lucky to hit the 60s day. 53 right now. 70s tomorrow and Wednesday. Can you believe that?
I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
For crying, for living, and for dying.
Christine's home for local news and timelessness. That's right here on WRJN. Righteous Brothers. Nobody else ever sounded like them. You're my soul and inspiration. I'm Cindy Huber. Don Rosen. Oh, he's having fun. He's got a couple of great contests for you. Don Rosen is giving away Pure Soul tickets. Now, that was a show that was had to be rescheduled from the summer, and it's coming back. In fact, it's going to air in Memorial Hall November 8th. It is going to be a great show with all your favorite soul singers. Not the real ones, of course. Marvin Gaye has passed away and all that, but singers that sound just like him. You're going to have a ball there. And Don Rosen is giving away those tickets every day this week from 6 to 9 a.m. It is, like I said, it's a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. And your chance to win is tomorrow with Don Rosen. Plus, you can also get your tickets for a night of rhythm and romance online at the events pages of festivalpark.com. Or, like I said, listen all week here to Don Rosen right here on WRJN.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall.
It's time to party.
Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Monday.
other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
When Monday evening, you would still be here with me.
Every other day. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
That's the official song of Mondays.
It's here to stay.
It's in the law book somewhere. Mamas and the Papas right here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Artist of Record contest continues into the month of November. And yes, somebody who wins this month is going to win a record. Actually, into November is going to win a record player. Just like Steve Hansen. You're listening for Tony Orlando and Dawn's Candida. And don't worry, I'll give you plenty of hits. Before 11.